I don't know how many of you are familiar with the song Thy Word by Amy Grant. It kind of goes like this. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I can assure you that Amy Grant sings it much better than I ever will. It's a quote from Psalm 119, which is by far the longest psalm in the Psalter. It has 176 verses. And there are a couple of amazing things about this psalm. It's called an acrostic psalm, meaning every verse begins with the next letter of the alphabet. But also, every verse is a meditation on the Word of God expressed in different words. The Word of God, the law of God, the precepts of God, the commands of God, the judgments of God, the promises of God, etc. The psalmist wanted us to know that every letter of the alphabet can be a meditation on the Word of God. And once he started meditating on that word, he almost couldn't stop. Jews and Christians both are called people of the book because we have a canon of scripture that we revere as inspired by God, as God-breathed. We also both believe that this word is not a dead letter, but living and effective. The letter of the Hebrews says, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The scriptures are alive in the sense that no matter how many times you return to the same passage, it will speak to you uniquely according to your needs that day. And the sharpness of the scriptures isn't about cutting skin and revealing bone and blood, but about piercing the soul and revealing the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The human heart is a tangled mess, right? We need the Word of God to shine a light onto what's going on interiorly for you and me. We need a daily dose of Scripture. So stop playing around and read the Word of God. It's more important than the newspaper or your daily news feed or any social media you may consume. This is what nourishes our soul. Our first reading from the book of Nehemiah occurs not long after the Jewish people returned to Jerusalem after 70 years of exile in Babylon. And they rebuild the temple. And Ezra, he stands up on a platform and he proclaims aloud the entire law. And the people knew that they had been exiled for 70 years because they had failed to pay any attention to the law. And they wept as Ezra read. They listened to the word with humbled and repentant hearts. That's a good attitude to have as we read the word. Don't approach the word with an arrogant or hardened heart, but with a humbled, open, and repentant one. The word of God will help us to understand our purpose in the body of Christ as we live it out in the world. First of all, it teaches us in our second reading today that we belong. By virtue of our baptism, we belong to the body of Christ. But secondly, it teaches us that we have a place and a purpose in that body. Whether you see as Christ sees, or listen as Christ does, or speak as Christ, or work like Christ, or lead like Christ, or think like Christ, or will like Christ, or love like Christ. You are a valued and valuable member of the body of Christ. I like to think, anyway, that I'm a pretty good listener. So maybe, you know, I'm connected to the ear of Christ in some way or another for the good of the whole body. Whatever part of the body you are, it's not just for you. It's for the good of the whole body, right? The heart isn't just for the heart. It beats for the whole body. Let the Word of God help you find your place in the body of Christ for the body of Christ. In the gospel, Jesus doesn't just read from the prophet Isaiah. He proclaims in the power of the Spirit. He was just baptized and anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit, and his word is living and active, penetrating the depths of soul and heart. When Christ spoke, the hearts of the people were revealed. Some were amazed at that, and some were frightened by it. If you keep reading in that gospel today, you hear that they will rise up and throw him over a cliff, or try to throw him over a cliff. They didn't do it, actually, because they were so terrified at the truth he revealed in their hearts. So yes, it takes courage to read the Gospels and the New Testament, because when we do so, we're faced not with the comfortable facade we all put up for everyone to see, but with the darkness and brokenness that's in our hearts and in our souls. But if we let it, the light of his word can begin to heal our sinfulness and brokenness. If today you hear his voice, hear his word, harden not your hearts. This is Word of God Sunday, a beautiful reminder to trust the Word of God more than our social media, and to let the healing of our hearts and souls truly begin. So here's the homework for the week. Surprise. Read the Word of God every day this week, morning and evening, especially one of the Gospels. Make sure you read it with a humble and repentant heart.